And we do have a number of emergency traffic situations this afternoon. Ricky Meese, what is going on?
Yeah, the drive home does seem to be plagued. We're going to start out west, where a fatal accident has forced the closure of eastbound SR-201 at 102nd West. And UDOT has also informed us that SR-202 is closed there at the junction of 201 as well. You will need to use an alternate until they allow traffic to get through again. Then we've got delays southbound on I-15. Now, we had an earlier accident at about 5300 South blocking a left lane. That's in the cleanup stages, but it has caused big delays from about 9th South down to about 90th, and then northbound I-15 starting to get a little bit better, but certainly not clear of slowdowns yet from Draper to Midvale. Lynn Thomas?
Well, the 215 West Belt is starting to bog now. California down to Parkway Boulevard as you head southbound, and we have that crash on the I-215 South Belt in Taylorsville. It's on the curve westbound at 2200 West on the left side, and just minor slowing there as you take that curve. 5600 West and Bangor are both showing some slowing coming from I-80 down to 3500 South. And out in Summit County, US 40 is slow coming out of Heber City as you head toward Jordan-L. Mark?
Getting into Davis County is very rough. And I'm going to tell you the reason why is we've had one problem all afternoon. And it started pretty early in the left two lanes where some gravel got spread out on the roadway. That was going to be right about Church Street, northbound I-15 in the Layton area. So that's where the delays break free. But I'm afraid you are jam-packed back around right now all the way back at Parrish Lane. So avoid that emergency traffic situation with the delays in Davis County on northbound I-15. Any projects, easy when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals. 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.